And we are joined in studio right now by two wonderful producers who I'm very excited to hear. We've got Miriam, we've got Dana. Ladies, you're here for Swimming Upstream.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some bingeable content in our streaming services. What magnificent offerings do you have for us this week? Donna, how about we start with you?
Okay, so another podcast, and also sort of on the theme of well-being and health. This one's called Just What You Needed, and it's by a lifestyle and dating coach named Amy Young. And she started off on YouTube, and I was following her on YouTube since I was like 18. And she has this podcast. It's just one season, but it's got titles that you can just listen to if you're feeling down.
Oh.
It's kind of like a bit like free therapy. So some episodes, just to give you a bit of a taste, there's one called Dealing with Doubt and Keeping Commitments.
Okay.
There's one called What to Do About Anxious and Stressful Thoughts.
All right.
Yeah.
So how long do these episodes go for?
So they're about 30 minutes.
That's the most perfect podcast length.
Yeah.
Anything longer than that, yeah, I totally lose concentration.
And it's literally like therapy. Like some of the cognitive tools she gives you, you're like, wow.
Wow. So we love her.
We love her.
What's her name?
Amy Young.
Amy Young.
And she's got a whole bunch of YouTube videos as well on like literally every topic.
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all getting a little down. It's winter.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of seasonal depression.
Yeah.
We maybe need a bit of a pick-me-up.
Yeah.
I feel like I do.
Yeah.
But
a little bit of a podcast on the train.
Oh, I love a podcast the bus. On the train.
Yeah.
I always feel a little bit superior too if I'm listening to a podcast on a train.
Rather than music.
Yeah, I'm always like,
Sometimes you just get so drawn in and it just becomes
absolutely
like a wonderful, like it turns your train journey or your transit journey into just great
and it just
time.
Goes so quickly.
Yeah.
If I can find, it kind of takes me like an hour and a half door to door to get home. So if I can find a 30 minute podcast, then I do like 15 either side.
Yeah.
It's happy day. Happy day for Jess.
Yes.
Miriam, what have you got for us this week?
Okay, so I recently got around to watching Killing Eve. So we've talked about the first season before. I've watched the second season as well.
Okay, so I've watched the first season, but not the second season.
Okay, yeah.
Tell me right, everything without ruining it.
Let's see, how can I put this? Okay, so I guess the best way to say it is the madness continues.
Amazing.
So in the first season, you're introduced to I think I've forgotten the name.
Villanelle.
So Villanelle and is Eve, the psychopath.
Played by the amazing Jodie Comer.
Wow.
Yes.
Who is by far one of the best actresses.
Gosh, she does accents so well.
My God.
Yeah.
She's got like a Northern English accent, I think.
Yes.
As her everyday accent.
She does Russian throughout the show.
Oh, really?
She does a heap of others as well.
Yeah, and French and Italian. And she's just the most incredible mimic with
wow,
accents.
I had no idea it was about psychopathy. That would be interesting.
Yes.
Now I'm definitely
sort of
into it.
Like, and then the other main character is Eve, who is investigating Villanelle and trying to catch her. But then the story becomes sort of about their lives becoming intertwined through obsession.
Yeah.
So originally Villanelle is sort of obsessed with Eve. In the second season, I think you start to see Eve's obsession with Villanelle
wow,
grow into something more unhealthy than just trying to find her and
yeah,
stop her.
So one thing I loved in the first season was Villanelle's costumes and outfits.
They're beautiful.
Are they just as good in the second season?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Right. This is amazing. And they film all over Europe as well.
Yes, and you find out more of her backstory, so you understand her character more.
Right.
What are her costumes? She's not just not in everyday.
She wears like couture, like high fashion.
Yeah, she's
okay,
crazy.
Yeah.
She's great. And she, I don't know, she's very out there, but she also slips into a lot of characters to become this assassin. So she kind of dresses.
Oh, Killing Eve. Wait, okay.
Okay. Maybe everyone's having that moment right now. They're like, yes, I've heard of this.
Yeah, yeah. So Villanelle's an assassin and Eve is trying to catch her.
Wow.
It's very interesting.
Mm.
It's very cleverly written too.
Yes, absolutely. So I think the second season might be written by a different person possibly. So
from
the
first
season was written by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who also did Fleabag.
Amazing.
She's an amazing writer and actress.
Oh my God, the show is so... And Sandra Oh.
Oh, she's
fantastic as
amazing.
Eve.
Amazing.
The acting in this is phenomenal.
Yeah,
I loved
absolutely
the first season. I've been waiting to like have a day where I can sit down and binge the second season because I do not want to be interrupted. I do not want nonsense happening around me. I need a cold day and a warm blanket and to watch.
Is it
Killing
today?
Eve. Do you know what? It might not be today. My partner wants to do things.
Ugh. Yeah. We have to do our tax.
Oh no.
Where can you watch it? Is it on Netflix or no?
SBS On Demand, isn't it?
Yes, that's the one. Yeah.
Oh great.
Yeah, so free streaming service. Free. I'm sure you can find it elsewhere online.
Was it SBS or iView?
I think it's Espia. Okay. I could be Ivy. It's could one of the two. Yeah. It's one of the two, but it's a fantastic show. Mm-hmm. I've got something really quickly to chat about that is definitely on SBS On Demand. It's called The Last Man on Earth. It's an American post-apocalyptic comedy television show. It was written and is starring Will Forte, who I'd never heard of before, but yeah. Oh my God, this man. He shaves his beard, he straightens his hair, he's a completely different person. He has so many looks in this show, it's ridiculous. Mm. Now, I saw the ad for this as I was watching The Handmaid's Tale, and I thought, great, I'm in, let's do it. My partner and I sat down, and we've watched most of the first season, and there's like four seasons on SBS On Demand, so it's a good binge.
Yeah.
Episodes go for like the half hour mark, 20 minute mark, which is so digestible, bingeable. We watched like six in a row the other day.
Wow. That was bad. I love it when it's multiple seasons. It's not just one.
So good. Yeah. So good. So it's got a fantastic cast of kind of ensemble characters you've seen in different bits and pieces, but haven't really seen in a role like this. Mm. So like Will Forte, you've seen, you know, bits and pieces. January Jones is in it.
Oh, okay.
Kristen Skull, I think is how you say her surname. She has done like a bunch of different shows. She's also a fantastic voiceover artist. She's done things like Bob's Burgers and Gravity Falls and shows like that. It's been really well received. It's very funny. And it's essentially about an apocalyptic virus takes out everyone on Earth. This one guy survives and all these other kind of characters come in and he's not the last man on Earth.
Yeah.
They've got to repopulate. There's all sorts of different dynamics between the people. Yeah,
you could go so many ways with that.
They've got a farm and fine. They all drive cars constantly and I don't know where they get the petrol from.
Yeah, I bet with things like that, there's always holes.
And then they do attack the stuff that I feel like a lot of apocalyptic shows don't cover, like bathrooms. Like where they go to the bathroom, they turn a pool into a toilet, and it's hilarious.
I bet there's heaps of Reddit threads all of that.
Oh my God, absolutely, it's so funny. But this guy, kind of the first episode you see, he's driven. This is giving nothing away. Driven all around the country of America looking for people, and just stolen various bits from like iconic places in the state. So he stole the seal from the Oval Office. He stole Monet paintings and Van Gogh's and basketball hoop, Hugh Hefner's pajamas, all sorts of things he's just taken from all around the world. He's like, oh, these are Hugh Hefner's pajamas. Don't worry, I'll wash them. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Please do.
So there we go. The Last Man on Earth. That's my one. SBS On Demand. Miriam had Killing Eve on one of the free SBS or iView.
It's out there. It's you out can there find somewhere. It.
You, yeah. I believe in you.
Yeah.
And what was your one called again, Donna?
Just What You Needed.
Just What You, just needed. What you needed. It's wherever you find podcasts. Yeah. Fantastic, ladies. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.